Progress Check 7. Exercise 3, page 116.
Welcome back to the Sports Show on FM 107. Now it's time for our weekly look at the world of extreme sports. Today I'm joined by Frank Crane, the author of a book about land diving, perhaps the oldest extreme sport known to mankind. Frank, what exactly is land diving?
Well, land diving is an extreme sport that has been practiced by the men of Pentecost Island in the Pacific Ocean for thousands of years. Many experts think that it inspired the modern sport of bungee jumping. Similar to bungee jumping, land diving involves jumping from a high point towards the ground. But unlike bungee jumping, it is done without safety equipment and with tree vines attached to the diver's ankles instead of an elastic cord.
I see. And do these people jump from bridges or off the sides of cliffs like in bungee jumping?
No. Each year, at the beginning of the dry season, the men of the island build a special wooden tower. The tower is usually around 30 meters tall and includes platforms at different heights. The most experienced divers jump from the highest platform, while the younger, less experienced men jump from the lower platforms.
But without an elastic cord, how do they avoid getting hurt?
Well, the two tree vines that are attached to the diver's ankles have to be the exact length so that just before the diver reaches the ground, the vines snap, therefore allowing the diver to fall more gently. It's very risky because if the vines are too long, the diver can hit the ground hard, and if they are too short, he can swing back and crash into the tower. Amazingly, though, the vines are measured by the elders of the island without any special equipment.
So there must be many injuries.
No, actually, there are very few. The divers cross their arms over their chest to avoid injury to their arms and make sure to land on their shoulders instead of their heads. But it's important to remember that land diving is a part of the island's culture, and that only the natives know exactly how to avoid injury. If a tourist, for example, tried to land dive, he would almost certainly suffer an injury. That's why land diving may only be performed by men from the island.
Men and not women?
Yes, only men. Women are not allowed to land dive. However, they do play an important part in the ritual by standing under the tower and singing and dancing to give the men emotional support.
So, what is the purpose of land diving? Is it just for fun?
Not exactly. Of course, there is an element of fun, but the main reason is so that the islanders have a good harvest. They believe that if many men have the bravery to jump, the gods of nature will reward them. Other than that, land diving serves a similar purpose to modern-day extreme sports. It proves bravery. The men who jump from the highest platforms are honored for their bravery and are treated with respect by the islanders.
It sounds like a fascinating event. Is there any way tourists can see it?
Yes, land diving has become a major tourist attraction for visitors to the island. But no more than 50 visitors are allowed to view each performance, and since 2006, it is illegal to use video cameras during the ritual. Generally, it's important for visitors to show respect for the ritual and the men who are performing it.
Frank, it's been a great pleasure talking to you today. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.